Government to spend another $75 million on poverty intervention program. Pre-selection exercise to be conducted to recruit suitable candidates for Canadian Overseas Employment Program. And a debate started on electricity bill. This is House Matters. Thanks for joining us. The Ministry of Labour and Social Security will be embarking on an island-wide pre-selection exercise to recruit suitable candidates for the Canadian Overseas Employment Program. The initiative will see recruiting teams from the ministry visiting four strategic locations across the island to conduct interviews with selected candidates from several parishes. Labour and Social Security Minister Derek Kellyer says the most suitable candidates will be selected for participation in the process.
What this means in essence is that the ministry will be going island-wide to pre-select persons who will be suitable to work under the Canadian Overseas Employment Programme. So that when the Canadian employers submit requests for workers in the various categories, a ready supply of suitable workers will be available.
The pre-selection exercise will be conducted August 10 to 28. Members of Parliament will be given application forms to distribute to persons who have farming experience. 40 application forms will be made available for rural constituencies and 20 for urban. An additional $75 million will be spent on the government's short-term poverty intervention project. Under the initiative, members of parliament will be allotted another $1 million each. This is in addition to the $1 million received by each MP last year. Labour and Social Security Minister Derek Kellyer says the same methodology employed last year will again be used.
Each member of parliament will receive a letter that provides the details of the project, along with the prescribed form for the submission of beneficiary names and projects. The recommendations are to be sent directly to the Permanent Secretary, who will initiate the necessary investigations by social workers to ensure that the projects are productive and beneficial.
Minister Kelly was speaking in Parliament Tuesday. $75 million was made available by the government under the Short-Term Poverty Intervention Project in the 2014-2015 budget in response to the economic challenges encountered by vulnerable groups. Some 3,500 poor households benefited from the intervention. And Science, Technology, Energy and Mining Minister Philip Paulwell opened the debate on the Electricity Act 2015 in Parliament Tuesday. This bill is intended to clarify ministerial powers over the granting of exclusive or non-exclusive licenses for the distribution of power supplies.
The electricity bill will ensure that the underpinnings of a successful electricity sector are accomplished. For example, the codes that should govern the transmission, distribution, dispatch, supply and generation activities will finally be developed within a certain specified time. The bill also seeks to codify the seminal principles of natural justice, such as code periods, as well as ensuring that persons aggrieved by the decision of the regulator will have an opportunity to have the matter heard by a newly constituted electricity appeal tribunal.
Science, Technology, Energy and Mining Minister Philip Paulwell. The debate on the bill will continue during the next sitting of the House of Representatives. That's it for this edition of House Matters. Join us again next time for what's happening in the Houses of Parliament. I'm Prince Moore.
The Accountant General's Department is advising all Jamaican government pensioners that as of October 2014, life certificates, checks, and pay advice will be mailed to pensioners in new pressure-sealed envelopes. Simply remove the perforated edges of the envelopes to access the information. With the new format, pensioners can expect to receive their life certificates, checks, and pay advice sooner each month. The information for each document remains the same. The Accountant General's Department, touching the life of every Jamaican.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.